the administration of President Donald Trump has said it needs to cut New Yorkers off from the programs, including Global Entry, Nexus, Sentry, and Fast, because the state recently enacted a law to allow undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. That law, effective last December, also prevents U.S. Customs and Border Protection, as well as the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, from access to New York's DMV database. The Federal Department of Homeland Security says because of that, it can no longer adequately vet those applying for the programs. Attorney General Tish James says denying New Yorkers access to those programs violates the state's sovereign rights and will immediately affect tens of thousands of New Yorkers who are now applying for the programs and hundreds of thousands of state residents enrolled in the programs whose authorization expires within the next year. She says it will also add to long waits at customs at airports like New York City's JFK Airport and affect the border crossings between the U.S. and Canada.
It will slow down commerce. It will cost our economy, all while posing a significant threat to public safety.
James says the DMV's data is limited to offenses like driving without a license or DWI convictions and does not contain criminal records anyway. And she says Homeland Security and border officials can get all of that information through other agencies like the FBI and the state's Division of Criminal Justice Services. She says the attempt to end access to the programs is nothing more than political payback from President Trump.
New Yorkers will not be held hostage by an administration intent on restraining the sovereign rights of New York State while it simultaneously enacts discriminatory policies across the country.
Western New York leaders say the economy of the state's second largest city, Buffalo, will take a hit if this policy is not reversed. Mayor Byron Brown says state and local officials have worked for several years with the federal government to expedite border crossings. Now all of that work will be undone.
This will just slow things up. This will delay things, this will make things more difficult, and it will have economic and environmental consequences, and ultimately, it won't even make the homeland safer. It is safer to allow people to participate in the Trusted Traveler program so you actually know who you're dealing with.
Senator Tim Kennedy, who represents portions of Buffalo, Cheektowaga, and Lackawanna, says it's a phony controversy. Kennedy and the other Western New York leaders say they do not endorse rolling back the state's law to allow undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses, known as the Green Light Law.
The Green Light Law? On the card that you get says not for use for federal purposes. So this is a manufactured crisis by the federal government.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has been trying to meet with President Trump to try to convince him to roll back the policy, but so far his attempts have been unsuccessful. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.